哥翻开哥林多前书第三章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
新约圣经哥林多前书第三章。
Say a New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。
Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ.
我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready.
你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒、纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
You are still fleshly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not fleshly? Are you not acting like mere man?
有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
For when one says I follow Paul and another I follow Apollo, are you not mere man?
亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。
What after all is Apollos? And what is Paul?Only servant through whom you came to believe, but the Lord has assigned to each his task.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫它生长。
I planted the seed, Apollo watered it, but God made it grow.
可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫它生长的神。
So neither he who plants nor he waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow.
栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it, but each one shall be careful how he builds.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，
If any man built on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, and straw,
个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
His work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work.
那人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
If what he has built survives,He will receive his reward.
人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃好像从火里经过的一样。
If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?
若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred and you are that temple.
人不可自欺，你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。
Do not deceive yourselves. If any one of you thinks that he is wise by the standards of this age, he shall become a fool so that he may become wise.
因着世界的智慧在神看是愚拙，如经上记着说，主叫有智慧的中了自己的诡计。
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness.
又说，主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。
And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile.
所以无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的。
So then, no more boasting about man. All things are yours.
或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的。
Whether Paul were Apollos or Cephas, were the world or life or death, were the present or the future, all are yours.
并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
And you are of Christ, and Christ is of God.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
This will be our scripture reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们早晨实在感谢你。
Well, this morning,
你在爱里面来召聚我们。
That you have called us in your love.
你让我们不仅蒙恩得救。
Not only you have saved us.
你还让我们来明白你自己的心意。
But you cause us to understand your own will.
我们感谢你，你向着我们的爱是何等的深厚。
Lord, we thank you for the love you have shown us is deep and is wide.
你所赐给我们的恩典是何等的浩大。
And how great is the grace you have shown forth.
像我们这样的人，你竟然要让我们成为你自己耕种的田地。
To a people like us, you call us your own field.
成为你自己建造的房屋。
To become your own building.
早晨我们愿一同的在你面前安静的等候。
This morning may we wait quietly before you.
求主你借着圣灵来启示你自己的心意。
Through the Holy Spirit may you reveal your own heart.
你在这里来挪去我们每一个人心头的重担。
Lord, take away the burden that's in your heart.
让我们与你之间没有任何的拦阻。
So that there will be no veil between you and us.
你借着你丰盛的同在，覆庇在我们的身上。
Through your abundant presence, Lord, may we be shadowed by you.
让我们在这里都能听见神儿子的声音。
May we can all hear the voice of the Son's God.
我们等候在你的脚前。
Lord, we wait before you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
今天和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
Today I have one topic to share with brothers and sisters.
十字架是教会建造的道路。
That is, cross is the way to build a church.
当我们读《哥林多前书》第二章的时候
，When we First Corinthians chapter two，
那里特别给我们看见十字架乃是进入神智慧的道路。
It shows us that cross is the way to enter into God's wisdom.
我们知道神的智慧对我们是何等的重要。
We know how important God's wisdom is to us.
它能够使我们的信心站立得住。
It enables our faith to stand.
它能够使我们认识神和属神的事物。
It helps us to understand spiritual matters.
而且也能使我们得荣耀。
And it glorifies us.
但当我们读上下文的时候
However, when we read the chapters before
and after, 发现当这里特别说到神的智慧的时候
When it is mentioned God's wisdom
它其实主要的给我们看见乃是讲到教会的建造这件事
It refers to the matter of building God's church
神为什么要把他的智慧赐给我们呢
Why does God give his wisdom to us?
他有一个目的
He has one purpose
他要来建造他的教会
That is to build his church
当我们读圣经的时候
When we read the Bible
每一次我们好像读到建造这件事
Every time when the matter of building is mentioned
好像都跟智慧连在一起
It seems like it's connected to wisdom
因为我们知道只有智慧才能够建造
Because only through wisdom can we build
拆毁是不大需要智慧的
It doesn't take wisdom to destroy something
如果你去上这个理发店去理发
When you go to a barber shop,
你知道建立一个好的发型不是那么容易的。
You know it's hard to have a right hairstyle.
如果你是头一次给人家剃头的
if you are a barber to cut someone's hair for the first time,
可能一般的结果就是剃个光头。
The only thing you can do probably is to shave the person's head.
因为你知道要建立一个头发的形状是需要智慧的。
Because you know it takes wisdom to shape someone's hairstyle.
我记得在我做学生的时候
When I was a student,
那个时候我们所在的学校都是学文的，学理科的。
We're all engineers.
不是，文科理科不是 engineer。
文科
这个
human science.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. 我们不是学工科的。
We were not engineers.
但是我们那个出去游行的时候，可以把汽车砸得粉碎。
But when we go on rioting, we can destroy a car.
我们不喜欢政府的时候，就把汽车砸得粉碎。
When we don't like our government, we can destroy a car.
但如果你要让我们造一辆汽车的话
，But if you ask us to build a car,
你就发现说你学文学理是不够用的。
You will find out that your knowledge is not enough.
你不学工，你可以把一个汽车砸得粉碎。
Without being an engineer, you can destroy a car.
但是你却没有智慧做一辆汽车。
But you don't have the wisdom to build a car.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有进入到神的智慧里面
，Brothers and sisters, if we don't enter into God's wisdom,
我们只能够拆毁神的教会。
We can only destroy God's church.
在建造教会这件事上，我们是一点能力都没有的。
In a matter of building the church, however, we will be powerless.
如果我们乃是用人的智慧来建造神的教会
，If we try to build God's church with human wisdom,
我们只能把神的教会拆得一块石头不落在一块石头上。
All we can do is destroy God's church.
因为神的教会是属灵的
，For God's church is spiritual.
人的智慧是属肉体的
，Our human wisdom is fleshly.
这两个相可以说是天壤地别。
It's completely the opposite.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们读主的话语的时候
When we read the Bible,
在旧约里面他特别给我们看见那个教会的许多的影子
In the Old Testament, it depicts the picture of the church,
像会幕
Like the tabernacle,
像所罗门的圣殿
Like the temple Solomon built,
都是讲到教会
It refers to church.
在那里面我们发现说每一次说到这些事物的建造
And every time when the building of each tabernacle was mentioned
他都说到智慧
It mentioned wisdom
像建造这会幕的时候
When the tabernacle was built
那个要找那个被智慧充满的人
It said you look for a man who was filled with wisdom
像比撒列亚和利亚伯他们是被神的灵所充满的人
The craftsmen had to be filled by the Spirit
他们是被智慧的灵所充满的一般人
They were filled with spirit of wisdom
只有他们才能够来建造神的会幕
Only they can build the tabernacle
当说到所罗门的圣殿的时候
When it was mentioned the temple built by Solomon
我们知道神赐给所罗门是何等的智慧
We know what kind of wisdom God had
实在是超过世上所有的人
It surpassed all wisdom of this world.
所以当我们看见圣经里面说到教会的建造的时候
So when the Bible mentioned about building of the church,
实在是需要神的智慧
It requires God's wisdom.
那么为什么讲到教会的建造就特别说到要有智慧呢
Why is the wisdom so essential to building God's church?
我们知道当神起初创造万有的时候
We know when God created heaven and earth,
神实在是用智慧
He used his wisdom.
但是诸天述说神的荣耀
Yet all heaven declare God's
glory. 穹苍传扬他的手段
They tell their doing.
借着所造之物人可以晓得神的永能和神性
To the creatures man may know God's nature.
当神创造万有的时候
When God created all things.
好像他那个神里面那个无穷的智慧还不能够得着完全的彰显
Yeah, now the entirety of God's wisdom can be revealed.
人可以晓得一点神的永能和神性。
We can know some of His nature and some of His ability.
但是说到教会的建造的时候
，But when it is about the building of God's church,
圣经上特别说他要借着教会来彰显神百般的智慧。
It is through God's church that all of God's wisdom can be revealed.
为什么
？Why is that?
为什么说到教会建造的时候就特别提到智慧呢？
Why is building of the church require God's wisdom?
那么在这段圣经里面特别告诉我们
In this portion of the Bible, it tells us
说你们是神耕种的田地
It says, you are God's field
你们是神所建造的房屋
You are God's building.
我们知道这段圣经主要讲教会的建造。
We know this chapter refers to the building of the church.
但他讲到建造之先，他特别说到我们是他耕种的田地。
But before the building was even mentioned, it referred that we are God's field.
这里特别给我们一个看见。
Here we see one thing.
就说到这个建造乃是一个生命的建造。
That this building is building of life.
这是一个生命的故事。
This is a story of life.
说到生命这件事，我们知道世上的智慧是不能够进入的。
When it comes to the matter of life, we know that the human wisdom cannot understand.
生命的建造是世上的智慧所达不到的。
When it comes to the matter of life, human wisdom cannot reach it.
你发现生命的东西跟人做的东西真的是完全不一样。
When it comes to the matter of life, it's so different from what man can do.
我们曾经做小老鼠的实验。
In the past, we did experiments on mice.
那小老鼠它那个肾脏就小像一个豆粒那么大。
Mice has kidneys of the size of a bean.
别看那么小小的一个肾脏。
Such a small kidney.
它的功能远远超过人用几百万、上千万的建起来的那种污水的排泄的工厂。
Its function in disposing urine is greater than all the factories a man can build combined.
有的人把肾脏的功能比喻成污水的排泄的一个工厂，处理工厂。
Someone had this knowledge that kidney is the water treatment center.
但是我们知道，这个小小的肾所做的远远超过人所能够设计的。
But we also know that what this kidney can do is way past any factories can manufacture.
主在地上的时候，让我们常常看天空的飞鸟。
The Lord calls us to see the birds in the air.
今天的人太忙了，没有时间看飞鸟。
Today we're so busy, we don't look up.
但如果你真的看飞鸟的时候
，But if you look at the birds,
你发现他们的那个翅膀是非常奇妙的。
You find out that their wings are wonderful.
有的时候他们翅膀受了一些损伤。
Sometimes their wings are damaged.
那么他们就用这个他们的这个 beak， 用他们的嘴啊，把它舔一舔。
And they will舔一舔。They will leak their wings.
Leak their wings. 然后呢，他的那个翅膀马上就修好了。
And the wing will be repaired.
它又可以像从前一样的飞在高空。
And she can fly again.
如果人造的飞机的翅膀出了问题
，If the wing of the airplane is damaged,
能不能安全的降落是一个问题。
We cannot land safely.
就算能够降落下来
，And after it landed,
你要想修理的话，不是舔一舔的问题。
It's not just a matter of licking it to repair the wing.
说到生命建造这件事
，When it refers to a matter of life。
人的智慧是何等的有限。
Human wisdoms are so limited.
而且这里面我们所说的生命不是这一般的普通的生命。
And even more so, the life referred here is not the natural life.
我们知道教会是怎样产生的。
We know how church was born.
彼得前书第一章那里告诉我们说，他借着耶稣基督从死里复活，他重生了我们。
In 1 Peter, it says the life of church comes from the resurrected life of Jesus.
教会的建造是建造在这一个复活的生命的上面。
The building of the church is based on this resurrected life.
教会的产生从复活的生命开始。
The birth of church starts with this resurrected.
教会的建造也必须是这个复活的生命。
And the life within the church has to be this.
使这个复活生命的生长。
It has to grow from this resurrected life.
是这个复活生命的延续。
It has to be a continuation of this resurrected life.
就这复活生命来讲。
In terms of this life of resurrection.
这世上的智慧是不晓得的。
Human wisdom has no.
这世上有权有位的人没有一个晓得这样的生命。
All those with authorities and power in this world, they do not know this life.
因着教会的建造是生命的缘故。
For the matter of building the church is a matter of life.
所以只有神的智慧能够建造神的教会。
And only through God's wisdom can church be built.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
我们知道神为了他的教会。
We know for the sake of the church.
他付上了一切的代价。
He had paid all the price.
我们的主为了救赎教会。
For the salvation of the church.
他降卑来到这个地上。
Our Lord had humbled himself.
他为我们忍受了所有的苦难。
For our sake, he endured all shame.
他为了教会。
For this church.
他为我们钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
他把他的命完全的舍了。
He gave his own life.
当神在建造教会的时候
In the matter of building the church
神可以说他用了他所有的智慧
God had used all of his
他付上他所有的代价
He paid all the price
基督爱教会为教会舍己
Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church
你想想我们这些人
Think of it think
我们是何等败坏的一般人
How decayed we are.
有的人说是朽木不可雕的。
People have said that if you are a piece of rotten wood, you cannot be made from.
是不可雕的朽木。
We are wood and we are rotten.
但是神要把它建造成为一个在整个宇宙中可为成为可赞美的。
But God wants to transform this piece of wood into something that can be
成为永远的荣耀。
To become eternal glory.
成为历代的喜乐。
To become joy for all generations.
你什么时候看见他，你就会喜乐。
Whoever sees this church, there shall be joy.
神他要达到的心意是何等的高。
God's wisdom, God's desire is
是何等的荣耀。
So glorious.
所以说他教会建造这件事。
Therefore, in terms of building the church,
他没有交给任何的其他的人来建造。
He did not entrust this task to
anybody else. 也没有交给比我们的力量全能更大的天使来建造。
He did not entrust this matter to angels.
还是说我要建造我的教会
Instead he said I will build this church
主说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上
Said I will build this church upon this rock
是阴间的权柄所不能够胜过的
So the power of Satan cannot overcome it
因为这个缘故
For this matter
只有神的智慧可以来建造神的教会
Only God's wisdom suffices
同时还有另外一个原因
Additionally
神为什么说到教会的时候一定要说到神的智慧呢
Why is that God's wisdom is so essential to building the church?
不仅仅教会乃是生命的建造
Not only building the church is a matter of life
不仅仅说的教会乃是神忠心的旨意
Not only it is God's eternal will
同时我们发现也是仇敌所最恨恶的
But we also find this is something that our enemy is against
我们知道仇敌其实不过是个受造之物，就是。
We know our enemy is no more than a created being.
他没有办法来抵挡神。
He cannot stand. He cannot oppose.
他不过就是受造之物，就是了。
He was created.
他不能够抵挡我们的神。
He cannot stand before our God.
但是他却找机会来破坏神的旨意。
Yet he found opportunity to destroy God's will.
因为他知道神的旨意要借着人来完成。
For he knows God's will needs to be carried out through man.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个奥秘。
Brother and sister, this is a mystery.
这是我们所不能明白的。
This is something we cannot comprehend.
这么伟大的神。
Such a great God.
这么荣耀的神。
Glorious one.
当他来建造的时候。
When he comes to build.
他让我们这些人成为他建造的材料。
He wants us to be the building material.
从某种意义来讲，我们好像就是那个材料。
We are his material.
好像还让我们与他同工。
He wants to be his fellow workers.
后面他说，我们乃是与神同工。
Here it says, we are God's fellow workers.
但是我们知道，我们因着罪的缘故。
But for the matter of sin.
因着败坏天性的缘故。
Because our nature had corrupted.
人常常会给仇敌留地步。
We often give the opportunity to our enemy.
仇敌最大的凭借就是借着人的肉体来破坏神的旨意。
It is through our flesh that the enemy has opportunity to destroy God's work.
什么是肉体呢
？What is our flesh?
肉体就是不照着神的意思，照着我们自己的意思。
Flesh is when we do things according to our will, not God's will.
就体贴我们自己的意思。
When we listen to our own will.
不体贴神的意思。
When we do not obey God's will.
因着人的这个软弱。
Because our weakness,
你发现仇敌得着许许多多做工的机会。
You find that Satan has many opportunities to work.
他要来破坏神的旨意。
He wants to destroy God's work.
要破坏神建造教会的工作。
He wants to destroy God's work.
仇敌破坏神的工作，他最主要的一个方面是什么呢
？What is the major work that Satan is doing?
他乃是做分裂的工作。
He does the work of division.
我们知道分裂对于一个生命来讲是最严重的破坏。
We know division is most serious to a matter of life.
没有什么比分裂对一个生命的破坏更大的。
Nothing is more harmful than division of the life.
如果有一个手臂它离开了身体，
If we have arm that leaves the body,
不仅仅那个手臂它受极大的亏损，
Not only it is, it's harmful to the arm itself,
就是整个剩下的这一些的身体的肢体也受同样的亏损。
But it is harmful to the rest of the body as well.
你这有的时候并不一定我们离开弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes not a matter that we leave assembly.
我们虽然在一起的聚会，
even though we are meeting together,
但是里面可能已经分开了。
But it's possible that inside we are already divided.
我有一次在医院里面啊看病。
One time I went to the hospital.
跟我一起的后面那个病人他等不及了，他就先进来了。
And there was another patient who came before, after me.
我还没离开这个医生，他就已经冲进来了。
And before I even see my doctor, he caught the line and went in to see the doctor.
他哭着求这个医生来救他。
He begged the doctor to save him.
我看他好好的。
I look at him, he looks pretty good to me.
他不像我那个时候还拄着拐杖。
At that time, I was on crutches.
他这个好好的。
He looks pretty good to me. He looks well.
但是后来我问那个医生。
Then later on, I asked the doctor.
他说他这个坐在人家的摩托车上。
And he told me that he was a passenger of a motorcycle.
那么那个摩托车就撞在一个车子上面。
And the motorcycle got into the accident.
当然，开车的人死掉了。
The cyclist died.
那么他的肩膀就稍微蹭了一下。
And this man, his shoulder was separated.
但是这就是蹭着一下。
But just that,
他那个神经就和中枢的那个地方就断开了。
It cut the nerves that went into the arm.
所以他的胳膊外面来看是非常好的。
So even though his arm looked okay from outside,
他的手臂看起来一点毛病都没有。
It looks fine from outside.
如果你看这个人，他一点毛病都没有。
If you look at this man from outside,
他是一个身体。
He has one body.
但是这个人，他的手臂从此就不能动了。
But that arm is paralyzed.
从此这个身体就受到极大的亏损。
And that body is not complete.
仇敌今天要在神的教会中做分裂的工作。
Today, Satan wants to do the work of division in the church.
他用一点点的小事，
using one little matter,
让我们的交通断了。
He caused our fellowship to stop.
我们外面都很客气的。
We're all polite with each other.
我们都学会客气了。
We're all really polite to each other.
我们都愿意说我们不毁坏神的见证。
We all say we don't want to destroy God's testimony.
但是如果里面的交通断，
But if the fellowship that's within has stopped,
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌所要做的。
Brother and sister, that's the work of the Satan.
仇敌今天在教会里面最大破坏的工作就是做分裂的工作。
That is the greatest work of Satan, the work of division.
其实在家里面也是一样。
It's the same in our household.
你看那家庭两个人都好好的。
You see the husband and wife and they get along well.
但如果你真的跟他们交谈的时候，
But if you truly talk to them,
你发现很多时候丈夫跟你讲的话，这个妻子从来都不晓得的。
You will find out that your husband may confide you something that the wife never knew.
好像丈夫跟妻子之间从来没有交通一样。
As if the husband and wife never talked to each other.
这个家的实际已经失去了。
The reality of that family has been lost.
这是仇敌的诡计。
This is the work of the enemy.
这是仇敌今天在家庭中所要做的。
This is the work of the enemy in each household.
这是仇敌今天要在神的家中所要做的。
And this is what Satan wants to do in God's family.
弟兄姊妹，这件事实在是非常非常严肃的。
But sister, this is a serious matter.
所以这里面我们看得非常的清楚。
Here we can see it clear.
一面神在那里建造他的教会。
On one hand, you see God building his church.
一面我们看见仇敌在那里做分裂的工作。
On the other hand, you see Satan doing
the work of division. 他在那里做破坏的工作。
The work of destroy.
所以这里面我们需要神的智慧。
Here we need God's wisdom.
神的智慧乃是十字架。
God's wisdom is God's cross.
十字架乃是带进基督。
Cross will bring in Christ.
因为基督是叫人和的。
For Christ reconcile man.
事物是叫人分的。
Satan caused division.
只要我们坚持我们的观点。
If we hold on to that.
坚持我们自己的看法。
If we hold on to our own.
坚持我们自己的做法。
If we hold on to our own.
仇敌就得着了地位。
Then Satan has a place to stand.
什么时候我们被带到基督面前？
However, whenever we are brought before Christ.
基督是叫人和的。
Christ will cause a reconciliation.
十字架带进圣灵。
cross will bring in Holy Spirit.
圣灵要把合而为一的心放在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit will cause us to be one.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们离真道的合一还有距离。
Brother and sister, today we cannot yet be one in truth.
我们今天要等候。
Today we're still waiting.
在以弗所书第四章说我们要等候。
In Ephesians chapter 4,
等到有一天神的儿子的生命在我们里面丰满的时候。
Until one day we're fulfilled with.
当教会成熟的时候。
When we are mature,
我们在真道上真的是合而为一的。
That in truth we shall be one.
但是今天我们是在圣灵里面的合一。
But today we are one in the Spirit.
这是圣灵所已经赐给我们的。
This has already been given to us.
是不需要我们做成的。
We do not need to do any work.
我们只需要在爱中来保守就可以了。
But in love we keep that fact.
所以我们看见十字架要进来。对付仇敌的工作。
We know, we need to use the cross to deal with the enemy.
只有借着十字架。
Only through the cross.
神的建造才能够继续的往前去。
God's building can continue.
神才能有真实的建造。
God's construction can go on.
在这段圣经的里面。
In this matter of the scripture.
他特别给我们看见。
It shows us.
有两个造成教会分裂的主要的原因。
There are two major divisions in church.
头一个
firstly,
就是属灵生命的停滞不前。
It is the life, the spiritual life has stopped growing.
第二个就是照着自己的意思来建造。
And secondly, is to build according to human, fleshly will.
这两方面都是仇敌特别要做工的地方。
In these two aspects,Enemy has a chance to work.
也是十字架要在我们身上所要对付的地方。
It is also in these two aspects that the cross will deal with us.
我想我们花点时间稍微把这两方面仔细的看一下。
Let's look at these two aspects carefully.
这里面保罗说，哥林多的弟兄姊妹是是婴孩。
Here, Paul refers to the brothers and sisters that Corinthians to be infants.
是属灵的婴孩。
Infants in spirit.
其实婴孩并不是很可怕的一件事。
Actually, infants, they are not so terrible.
其实婴孩生下来的时候是非常非常可爱的。
When infants were first born, they are so cute.
当一个人蒙恩得救的时候
，When a man was first saved,
他的生命是何等的新鲜，何等的活泼。
His life is so fresh, it's so lively.
在丹伯那边我们人比较少。
In the Dumbo Church, we have fewer people.
我们有的时候听见刚刚蒙恩得救弟兄姊妹在伯饼聚会里赞美，在那里祷告。
Sometimes we hear the praises and prayers from brothers and sisters who were first saved.
我们灵里面都受激励。
Our spirits were so.
我们有时候会感动的流下泪来。
Sometimes we're so moved that we cried.
我正在看见神恩典显在弟兄姊妹的身上。
We see how God's grace is shown for.
婴孩并不可怕。
Infants, they are not so.
婴孩并不是造成教会分裂的原因。
Infants do not cause the division in church.
但是哥林多教会不是这样。
But that's not the condition in the church of Corinthians.
他们仍是婴孩。
They are still infants.
弟兄姊妹，婴孩不会造成难处的。
But sisters, infants do not cause trouble.
但是仍是婴孩就造成难处了。
But you are still an infant, then that's a problem.
从前不能吃干粮。
Before you cannot take solid food.
就是到如今仍是不能。
But even now, you still cannot take solid food.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们属灵生命停滞不前
If our life is stagnant.
仇敌要进来使教会分裂
Then the Satan will enter into church and cause division.
因为你发现婴孩有些的特点。
Because you know there are certain things about infants.
是仇敌一直可以使用的。
That can be used by Satan.
在这里面在这一章里面特别给我看见婴孩有三个特点
It shows that there are three things about infants
头一方面婴孩就是嫉妒纷争
It says jealousy quarreling
你发现小孩子特别容易嫉妒
You see there's so much jealousy among kids
有一次我们这个聚会晚上很晚回到家 回家的路上
One time we were meeting and it was late.
那个时候正好是这个过这个节日的时候。
And it was during the holiday season.
所以有很多家有这个闪闪的那些的灯。
And many of the gas station, many house, have a flashing light.
小孩子就看这个，我看见一个灯。
And one of my kids was saying, "I saw the light over there."
然后另外一个孩子说，我又看见一个灯。
And another one was saying, "I saw the light over there."
他们俩就是比看谁看的灯多。
And they were comparing who sees the most light.
最后他们俩都一样多。
They see exactly the same amount of light.
到了这个快到家的时候，我们那边的好像这灯少一点。
But as we approached our house, there are fewer lights.
是很久没有听他们在喊看见灯了。
So I did not hear much from them in the back.
后来这个弟弟就说，我看见一个，说 I see one.
And the younger child said, Hey, I see one.
然后姐姐说我也看见了。
And the older sister said, Oh, I see it too.
但是弟弟那个时候不大懂中文，不大懂英文的。
And at that time, my son did not know English very well.
他说，他听姐姐说 I see two.
And at the time, he heard the sister say, I saw two.
然后我们家弟弟就说 I saw three.
And my son said, I saw three.
我发现小孩子特别容易嫉妒。
I find out there's much jealousy going on.
一点小事就来那争。
For small things, they can fight.
在家里面，他们负责这个摆设这个碗盘。
At dinner time, they are responsible to place the utensils.
有的时候两个人吵得眼泪流啊。
Sometimes they fight until they both cry.
就是因为有一个人多放了一双的筷子。
Because one of them get to chew one more pair of chopstick on the table.
就多放了一双的筷子，就两个人就过不去了。
Just for that, they fought.
婴孩有一个很重要的特点，就是嫉妒，就是纷争。
In infants, you see jealousy, you see division.
这是婴孩的头一个特点。
That's their first characteristic.
第二个特点。
Secondly,
婴孩负不起责任。
Infants cannot take responsibility.
建造教会是每一个弟兄姊妹的责任。
Building the church is a responsibility for everyone.
但是在哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹，他们把这些责任推给这些主的工人。
But for Corinthians, they have given that responsibility to God's
好像只有这些工人在那里建造一样。
Only they, as if only they are working.
你发现婴孩就是不能够负责任。
And you see, infants cannot take responsibility.
有弟兄非常的好心。
There are some brothers and sisters who have good heart.
他要送给这个我们两个孩子一人一只 turtle, 一个乌龟。
They want to give my children turtles.
因为他们从外边抓的两个乌龟。
Somehow he had found turtles.
然后他说要给我们两个孩子。
And he wanted to give to my children.
他们高兴得不得了。
They were so happy.
他说我们来养。
They said we want to take care of this turtle.
当他们这样来说的时候。
When they told me that.
我知道最后都是我养。
I know eventually it will be me who's feeding the turtle.
已经两三年了都是我在养。
It has been 2-3 years. It was me who feed the turtle.
他们甚至都懒得出去给 turtle 给这个乌龟喂吃的。
They were so lazy. They don't even want to feed the turtle.
所有这个洗换水这个所有的事都是我做的。
Not mentioning cleaning the aquariums and wash the turtle.
小孩子就是不能负责任。
You know, infants cannot take on any responsibility.
负不起责任。
They couldn't take on any responsibility.
如果今天弟兄们安排我们来带一个查经的小组。
If today we are given the responsibility to lead a Bible study group,
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是到时候就把时间交给所有弟兄姊妹
？Brother, sister, do we come to the meeting and say, "Now I'll turn over the time to all of you"?
我今天实在没有时间看。
Today I was busy and I didn't have time.
我这个星期实在对不起，我没有办法准备。
Sorry, I didn't prepare this week.
我们是不是到时候就把责任就给推掉了呢？
Do we escape from our responsibilities that way?
小孩子做婴孩的负不起责任。
Infants, they do not take on any responsibilities.
有的时候我们虽然好像没有推卸责任。
Sometimes it is as if we have taken up the responsibility.
但你发现聚会人本来是很多人，到时候交在我们手里，最后就是小猫两三只了。
But you find out as you take on more responsibility, more people are leaving.
当然有主的带领，但是很多的时候是因为我们失去了那个责任。
It is because we have lost our responsibility.
小孩子的第二个特点就是不负责任。
So the second characteristic of infants is that they cannot take up any responsibility.
小孩子第三个特点。
And thirdly,
就是在这个十八节这一段。
It's in verse 18.
小孩子啊，特别容易受欺骗。
Infants are easily deceived.
小孩子没有分辨。
They do not have the ability to discern.
如果你跟他说鱼是很好的东西
，If you tell them fishes are good for you，
他连刺也吞下去了。
They swallow even the bones.
所以他说鱼不好。
So they say the fish is no good for me.
你给他一些 junk food.
You give them junk food.
啊，他觉得这非常的好。
They think it's so good.
所以他喜欢那个 junk food, 他不喜欢鱼。
They like junk food over the fish.
小孩子没有分辨。
Infants do not have the ability to discern.
小孩子常常受欺骗。
They are deceived easily.
所以我们在丹伯那边聚会的时候，我们常常和弟兄姊妹要交通一些关于异端的一些的事情。
At a Dumbo church, we often have to talk about improper teachings.
因为他们刚刚来的时候都住在这个公寓里面。
For they were all living in an apartment.
你知道那个公寓里面去的这些异教的人很多。
You know, there are many different...
一会儿这个摩门教的来了，一会儿这个耶和华见证会的也来了。
Often they are exposed to the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses.
哇，他们跟我讲，哎呀，弟兄姊妹真有爱心啊。
And they will come back and say, well, they are so full of love.
哇，有好多教会来看望我们了。
They come and see us.
哇，他们讲的真的有道理啊。
They have so much discipline.
他们说这个耶稣不过就是人就是了。
They told me that Jesus was no more than a prophet.
小孩子你随便说几句他就信了。
You tell the infants anything, they will believe you.
很容易受欺骗的。
They are deceived easily.
我记得在我开始追求主的时候。
When I first become a Christian.
最盼望的一件就是速成。速成就是这个很快的。
I want to grow up really quickly.
最好是一个晚上就能够属灵。
Hopefully in one night I can become spiritual.
哎呀，那个时候跟主求啊。
At that point, I asked the Lord.
如果有这样的机会的话，
I said, Lord, give me opportunity.
如果有人讲这样的道的话，
If someone has such a preaching,
我一定去的。
I will be there.
那一个晚上就属灵了。
In one night, I'll become spiritual.
小孩子就特别容易受欺骗。
Infants, they are deceived easily.
那当然在这里面，他特别告诉我们。
But here it tells us.
他是特别容易被自己欺骗。
They are not only deceived, but they are deceived by themselves.
人都不可自欺。
Say, do not deceive yourselves.
哥林多人他们自己欺骗自己。
The Corinthians, they deceive themselves.
他们因着自己的属灵上的这些的恩赐，他们把自己给骗了。
For the sake of their own spiritual gift, they deceive themselves.
他们可能因着自己的一些的感觉，把自己给骗了。
Because of their own feelings, they deceive themselves.
也可能因着他们自己手中一些的工作，把自己给骗了。
Because the accomplishment of some of their work, they deceive themselves.
他们感觉说他们是跟随过保罗的。
They felt they are the followers of Paul.
如果我跟随过保罗，
If I had followed Paul,
那我当然是属灵的。
Then of course I'm spiritual.
我跟随过亚波罗，
I had followed Apollo.
我当然是非常属灵的一个人。
Of course I am spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，他们被欺骗了。
Brothers and sisters, they had deceived themselves.
保罗说，他们是属你们的。
Paul said, we belong to you.
不是你们属我们。
It's not you belong to us.
前段时间我听这个 Christian Radio, 听那个基督徒电台。
The other day I was listening to Christian Radio.
我不知道他为什么讲到一件事。
It was, something was mentioned.
他说到这个拿破仑曾经用过牙刷。
It's talk about Napoleon once he had used toothbrush.
我不知道拿破仑那个时候有没有牙刷。
I don't know if they had a toothbrush back then.
他说那个拿破仑的牙刷值一万多块美金。
It say that particular toothbrush is worth more than $10,000.
我想这个反正我是不会去买它。
Well, there's no way I'm going to buy that.
我想就算有人买它，也不会用它来刷牙的。
And I think even if someone had purchased that, they wouldn't use that to brush their teeth.
这个破牙刷根本就是一个垃圾，根本就是一个扔在垃圾桶里的东西。
This old toothbrush belongs to the trash can.
根本算不得什么的。
It is nothing.
但因为它属拿破仑。
But because it belongs to Napoleon.
哇，这个牙刷就有它就值钱了。
That brings the value.
拿破仑，我们知道他是法国的一个很有名的一个君王。
We know he was the famous French general.
如果他那个时候是属于一个很一般的一个国家
，If he was only a commoner at the time.
如果那时候有伊拉克的话，他属于伊拉克的。
If back then there was Iraq, he was actually Iraqi.
我想他那个牙刷不值钱。
I think that toothbrush will not have such a value.
拿破仑也算不得什么。
And Napoleon won't be anybody.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
神所使用的器皿。
We are the vessel of God's hand.
因为他们用来成全神的旨意。
They are the vessel that accomplishes God's
will. 他们被用来成全神的教会。
They are the vessel that's used to build God's church.
所以他们得尊荣。
Therefore, they are glorified.
所以他们有价值。
therefore they have value.
他们的价值和尊荣乃是因着教会的缘故。
But their value and their glory is based on the church.
哥林多的弟兄姊妹，他们被自己欺骗了。
However, the Corinthians had deceived themselves.
你知道那个牙刷，那个拿破仑不会因着牙刷而有名的。
You know, Napoleon is not famous because
是那个牙刷因着拿破仑而有名。
But it is the other way around.
弟兄姊妹。
From the sister.
这是小孩子的特点。
This is a characteristic of infants.
因着这些的特点，你发现仇敌在这里就会要做分裂的工作。
Because this characteristics of infants, Satan has opportunity to work the work of division.
在这里，我们特别要问一个问题。
Here we need to ask one question.
小孩子不是吃奶吗
？Infants don't they take milk?
我们都差不多都养过孩子，大部分都养过孩子。
Most of us here have children.
你发现你给小孩子喝奶。
You see that when the babies are taking milk,
是小孩子是只能喝奶，没错。
They can only take milk.
他也不能吃干粮。
They couldn't take any solid food.
但只要他吃奶
，as long as they drink milk,
他一定长大的。
They will grow.
如果吃奶而不长大的话
，if they take a lot of milk and they don't grow,
一定有问题。
You know there is a problem.
一定有很大的问题。
There's a big problem.
我们在聚会里面有的小孩子吐奶。
In our church, there are some. Infants, I spilled out vomit.
脾气很大的。
They have big temper.
如果你不听我的
，if you don't listen to me.
如果父母不听他的
if the parents don't listen to them.
奶吐出去。
They spit out the milk.
听不听？不听，再吐一口。
Say, parents, are you listening to me?
直到你听我的，我才不吐奶。
I'll spit until you listen to me.
弟兄姊妹，这样的小孩子长不好。
Brother and sister, this kind of children cannot grow well.
前一段有个姊妹她在那跟弟兄姊妹交通
We had a sister that shared the other day
她说她在主面前实在是需要悔改
She said I need to repent before the Lord
她是替别人喝奶的一个人
She's a person that drink milk for others
她听的道是给她先生听的
She listened to the message but she listened for her husband
因为她的先生还没得救
Because her husband has not yet been saved
所以每次听了道她就把那个里边的话说给她先生听
So every time she heard a sermon, she would go home and regurgitate for her husband.
你看，今天又说你了。
And she would say, "Listen, the message is for you today."
今天讲的真好。
Today the message is so good.
讲的都是你的难处。
It's all about you.
你好好听听这篇道吧。
Listen to this sermon.
但你发现她自己在属灵上那个时候就很不稳定。
But you see, this sister, her own spiritual life is not so stable.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的喝奶的话。
But sister, if we truly drink this milk,
主的话讲得很清楚。
The Lord's words is clear.
在彼得前书二章二节那里讲得非常的清楚。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2,
如果我们爱慕这个属灵的奶
，if like newborn babies, you crave your spiritual
milk. 如果我们像婴孩一样在那喝奶一样
，so if you crave the spiritual milk,
我们一定会长大的。
Then you will grow up in your salvation.
你的生命就渐长，以致得救。
And you will taste the Lord's salvation.
所以。什么叫做这个婴孩长不大呢
？So why is that this infant is not growing?
为什么婴孩喝了奶长不大呢
？This infant that takes milk but does not grow.
就是人听了道而不顺从。
It is when we listen to the sermons and we do not obey.
我们增加了知识，却没有增长生命。
Our knowledge grows but our life did not grow.
我记得在我个人刚刚得救的时候
，When I was first saved.
弟兄姊妹给我讲，这个是这个不可停止聚会的道。
Brother and sister told me the teaching of not cease coming to the meeting.
哦，讲的很有道理。
It was truly a good sermon.
我想那一定是奶。
And that was milk for me.
确确实实是奶。
That was truly a milk for me.
但是不喝。
But I refuse to drink it.
就不去聚会。
And I refuse to come to the meeting.
然后他们跟我讲不要爱世界。
Then they teach me do not love the world.
我就爱世界。
And I love the world.
专门往世界里钻。
I dive into the world.
让我感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
十字架要在这一点上来对付我。
In this matter, cross will deal with us.
十字架有一个很重要的方面，就来管教我们。
Cross will discipline us.
我记得那个时候，主把我所有的环境都给打乱了。
I remember at that time, the Lord had caused all my circumstances to be.
越往世界里钻，里面越痛苦。
The more I try to dive into the world,
越不聚会，越落在这个罪恶的捆绑的里面。
the more I refuse to come to the meeting, the more I'm entangled with sin.
我实在感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主把我这愣从这里面给拉出来。
He had pulled me out from all this mess.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真是他的儿女
，But sisters, if we are truly His children,
神不会允许我们一直做婴孩。
He will not allow us to be infants all the time.
如果我们拒绝主的话
，If we refuse His word,
如果我们拒绝喝奶的话
，If we refuse drinking this milk,
神真的要管教我们。
He will discipline us.
感谢主，我们在当过那个弟兄姊妹的父母，那个孩子的父母，他们就开始管教那个孩子。
I thank the Lord that for the parents that I mentioned earlier, Dumble, they start to discipline their
child. 最近的孩子就不再吐奶了。
And lately, that infant hasn't been spitting out his milk.
家长说什么就是什么。
When the parents tell him something, he will do it.
你发现那个孩子的气色就不一样了。
And you notice some change in this kid.
你发现那个脸色就发红了。
You see some healthy glow in his face.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们肯接受主的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we are willing to receive God's word,
你发现我们的生命就见证。
You will see our spiritual life grow.
十字架在这里来管教我们。
Cross is here to discipline us.
什么时候我们拒绝来接受主的话语
？Whenever we refuse God's word.
我们不肯喝灵奶。
We refuse to drink the spiritual milk.
我们想说有许多让我们好像耳朵发痒的道。
There are some other teachings that we like to hear.
弟兄姊妹，神要在这里来管教我们。
Here the Lord will discipline us.
十字架这里要把我们接回来。
Cross will bring us back.
让我们的生命能够脱离婴孩的阶段。
So that our life can grow from the infant.
其实只要人肯喝奶。
As long as we are willing to drink this milk.
其实属灵的路是非常简单的。
Then our spiritual life will be so.
就好像小孩生命长大一样。
Just like the way our infant.
如果今天主向你说话了。
If today the Lord speaks to you.
你在圣灵里面，你知道这是主对你说的话。
That in your spirit you know these words come from God.
主对你说，信的和不信的不能同父一轭。
He tells you that.The believers and unbeliever cannot take up the same yoke.
如果你肯顺服
if you are willing to obey.
如果你服下来
if you humble yourself.
弟兄姊妹，你发现你的生命就长
then you will find out your life is growing.
在侍奉中也是一样
it is the same thing in the ministry.
有个弟兄他跟我做见证
some brother had testified to me once.
主在话语里面一直的叫他安静下来
the Lord had called him to quiet down.
他就是不听。
But he refused to listen.
就是要冲。
He wants to do it.
就是要拼。
He wants to spend all his effort.
后来他告诉我。
Then he told me later.
他说主打得真重啊。
He said the Lord had put his heavy hand on me.
但他说这样经过主重的管教。
But only through such a discipline.
当他再读圣经的时候。
When he read the scripture.
他每次读的时候都会流泪。
Every time he read the scripture, tears streaming down.
他说好像每一句话都是对他讲的。
As if every verse is speaking to him.
啊，他觉得主的话是何等的宝贵。
He treasured the Lord's word.
他真的渴慕能够喝那个灵奶。
He wants to take in that spiritual milk.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
借着十字架
only through the cross.
主让我们能够渴慕属灵的粮食。
He causes us to have a desire for spiritual.
渴慕来读主的话语。
To have an eagerness to read.
渴慕和弟兄姊妹在一起交通。
To long for fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
而且十字架真的带给我们智慧。
And only cross can bring us wisdom.
让我们认识到底什么是神的教会。
So we can truly know what is God's church.
让我们里面有个爱教会的心。
Give us a love for the church.
弟兄姊妹，神是何等爱他的教会。
Brothers and sisters, our God loves our church.
我们真的爱教会吗？
And do we truly love the church?
你真的觉得教会可爱吗？
Is church lovable, lovely to you?
需要十字架在我们身上做这样的工作。
Only cross can do such a work in
our life. 让我们一面羡慕主的话。
So on one hand, we desire God's word.
让我们一面来爱神的教会。
On the other hand, we love God's church.
这是头一方面的软弱。
This is our first weakness.
就是属灵生命的停滞不前。
That it is the stagnation of our spiritual life.
十字架在这里来对付我们。
Here, only through the cross, it can bring us forward.
这里还有第二个难处。
And the second difficulties that we have.
就是人常照着自己的意思来建造教会。
That is that we often build God's church according to our own will.
我们今天蒙了神的一点恩典。
Today we have received His grace.
我们真的愿意把自己摆在教会的里面。
And we want to offer ourselves to Him in the church.
但如果我们不经过十字架的对付。
Yet if we are not dealt with by the cross,
我们常常 照着我们自己的意思来建造。
And often we build according to our own will.
照着人自己的意思来建造，这一章里面，它告诉我们有三方面的表现。
Here it says there are three things that we can see when we start building according to our own will.
头一方面就是另立根基。
One is that we have the tendency to lay another foundation.
这里面说，没有人可以立别的根基。
Here it says no one can lay any foundation.
只有耶稣基督是根基。
Only the one already laid.
只有这一位为我们死、为我们上十字架、为我们从死里复活的耶稣基督，他是根基。
Only the one who had died for us, who had been crucified for us, who had resurrected, can be our foundation.
只有耶稣基督是教会的根基。
Only Jesus Christ can be the foundation of
the church. 此外，没有人可以立别的根基。
There's no other foundation.
但是人今天在很多的时候在那里成立教会。
But often today we lay our own foundation.
在那里好像兴起一个聚会。
We start a church. We start a meeting.
我们要看说那个根基到底是什么。
We need to look at their foundation.
有的时候是因着一个真理的看见。
Sometimes it's due to some truth.
有的时候是一个做法的问题。
Sometimes it's a matter of doing things differently.
但也有人是依靠着势力，也有依靠着才能。
Sometimes people are built because of power, because of money.
我记得曾经我去过一个聚会。
Before I had attended church.
我在聚会去过几次以后，我发现那个聚会的根基是有问题的。
After a few meetings, I found out that there's some problem with the foundation.
因为来到这个聚会里面的人都是盼望得着一些的好处。
Because all those people who attend that church want to gain something.
因为在那里面服侍的主要的同工是很有钱的。
Because all the fellow workers, responsible brothers there,
they are rich. 是很有地位的。
They are powerful.
所以来到聚会里的人都得着好处。
So all those who come to the meeting, they gain something from it.
当我们在聚的时候，我们里面就觉着说这个根基是不对的。
And when we meet together, you find out that there's something wrong with that foundation.
我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
没过多久，神就把这个聚会就拆的一块石头不落在一块石头上。
It did not take very long for God to destroy that church.
That meeting. 感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果人另立根基。
If we lay another foundation,
十字架要在这里做拆毁的工作。
The cross will do the work of destruction.
因为没有人可以立别的根基。
For there shall be no other foundation.
只有耶稣基督是根基。
Only the foundation of Jesus Christ.
这是人照着自己的意思建造的头一个软弱的地方。
This is the first weakness of a man's building.
第二个软弱的地方。
Secondly,
就是不晓得什么叫做与神同工。
We do not truly know the meaning to be God's fellow workers.
与神同工 to work with God.
To work with God.
和为神做工是不相同的两个概念。
To work with God and to work for God, those are two different matters.
有的时候这两个可以相差的非常的遥远。
Sometimes those two are very distinct.
当然有的时候是一致的。
And sometimes they are consistent.
有的时候完全的相反。
But sometimes they are entirely opposite.
人今天不晓得什么叫做与神同工。
Today we do not know the meaning to work with God.
我们知道只有耶稣基督，他是教会的根基。
We know Jesus Christ is the foundation of the
church. 他也是教会建造的那一位。
But he is also the one who built the church.
但在这里他特别提到说，我们是与神同工的。
But here it says we work with God. We are his fellow workers.
什么叫做与神同工呢？
What does it mean to work with him?
这个过年的时候，有人给我儿子一个礼物。
During the New Year, my son received a gift.
那么那个是许多的零件。
It has many parts.
然后你可以把它组合成一个汽车。
And you can put those parts together and become a car.
那我儿子求我很久，让我答应他给他，让他能够做出这辆汽车来。
And my son had asked me for a long time to build that car for him.
那么有一天我就答应他的这个祈求。
So one day I started doing it.
然后我就先看了很久那个说明书。
I looked at the instruction book for a while.
然后我就跟他一起把那个拆开。
And together with my son, we opened the package.
非常的兴奋。
He was so excited.
这个有的时候把那个零件都给弄坏了。
He was so excited that he broke some of the parts.
然后我还得把它粘起来。
then we had to glue them back together.
然后当我们在做的时候，
and as we were building this car together,
我就说我们现在需要这个东西。
And I told him we need this part.
你去把它找来。
I said find that one.
找半天他找不到。
And he couldn't find it.
然后我把它找到。
Then I'll find it for him.
然后他又拿不起来。
And he couldn't break it.
因为有些那个小的零件太小了，他的手捏不住。
Because some of those parts are so small that he doesn't have the dexterity to hold it.
那么我就把那个那零件放在他手上，他再捧给我，我们再把它放在那个机器上。
Then I will take it up for him and give it to him and have him handing back.
跟他在一起做真的很费力气。
It took a long time to build this thing.
花了很多的时间，好不容易做成了一辆车。
And after a while, we finally finished.
然后做好以后，他跟我太太说：“你看，我做好了一辆车。”
And afterwards, he took the car and told my wife, "Look what I built."
弟兄姊妹，与神同工是什么意思？
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to work with God?
是神在那里做。
It is God who is doing the work.
我们是在那里同工啊。
We are working with Him.
我们有的时候真的是加添那个麻烦呢。
However, often we cause more trouble than help.
如果我们不做的话，神做得更快一点。
If we don't interfere, maybe God will have finished earlier.
但是神的恩典，他要带着我们做。
But by God's grace, He wants us to do it.
因为他要先做成在我们的身上。
For He wants to build us first.
然后再借着我们再出去服侍。
Then through us, He wants us to minister.
与神同工。
To work with God.
你发现那个工作就和谐。
You see, there's harmony in that work.
所以保罗说，这个撒种的和浇灌的是一个。
Therefore, Paul said, the one who plants and the one who waters, they're actually the same one.
是一样的。
It's one.
没有分别的。
There's no distinction.
如果我们是为神做工。
If we are working for him.
我们不是与神同工。
If we are not working with him.
我们一面来夸耀我们自己手中所做的。
Then on one hand, we boast the work of our
hands. 一面我们强调我们手中的是最重要的。
And secondly, we stress that whatever I am doing is the most important.
我记得在开始我们在丹伯那边聚会的时候。
When we first started the meeting at Dumbo.
不是，我开始在那聚会的时候。
When I first joined that meeting.
我刚开始聚会的时候，弟兄们就跟我讲。
At that time, the brother told me.
如果不刷厕所的话，就不能上去领会。
He said, if you do not clean the bathroom, then you cannot lead the meeting.
领会不领会没什么重要的。
It doesn't matter if you lead the meeting.
如果来到聚会连厕所都没有人刷。
If you come to church and no one has scrubbed,
那个属灵的实际在哪里呢？
Where is the spiritual reality?
可有的人就说，那一定要领会的。
And someone will say, well, it has to be the one who's leading the meeting.
厕所刷不刷没有关系。
It doesn't matter if someone is scrubbing the bathroom.
我们要这个看重属灵的。
We stress what's spiritual.
这些属世的不需要关心它。
And those worldly matters, we can put them aside.
你就发现就这么一件小事情就分开了。
You see, in this one small matter of cleaning the bathroom,
每个人都得为神做工。
Everyone is working for God.
有人为神领会。
One is leading the meeting for God.
有人为神刷厕所。
One is cleaning the bathroom for God.
但是这两班人却不能在一起聚会。
But those two people cannot meet at the same time.
就是坐在一起里面的那个灵是没有交通的。
Even they sit together, there's no fellowship in their spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见什么叫做与神同工。
But sisters, we need to see what is to work with God.
我们乃是在他的掌管的底下。
It is under his authority.
有的是撒种的。
Some of us.
有的是浇灌的。
Some of us water.
这些都算不得什么。
None of this counts anything.
若不是神叫他生长。
If God does not cause it to grow.
就没有人可以得救。
Then no one will be saved.
就没有人生命可以长进。
No one's life will grow.
都是神的恩典。
Only by God's grace.
所以保罗这里说，我因着神的恩。
Here it says, by God's grace, by the grace God has given me.
我好像一个聪明的工头。
I was an expert builder.
还是因为神的恩典。
But only by the grace God has given me.
这叫做与神同工。
That's to work with God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
十字架要在这里来做对付的工作。
Cross is here to do its work.
要除掉我们的夸口。
It will take away our boast.
有一次一个年长的姊妹跟他一起祷告。
Once I was praying with an elderly sister.
他说主啊。可我们真的是无用的仆人。
She said, "Lord, we are useless servants."
我当时听了很不喜欢这句话。
At that time, I did not like that sentence.
我想可能是因为你年纪太大了。
I thought it's because you are old.
我们年轻人呢
we are young.
如果我们都没有用的话，那神用那谁那那神用谁呢？
So if we are useless, then who God is going to use?
我们是主力啊。
We are the main force.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
真的，我们进到服事里面。
When we come into the matter of ministry,
你发现我们不是主力啊。
You find out that we are not the main force.
我们是阻力啊。
We are the obstacle.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是阻力啊。
We are the obstacle.
多少时候我们当我们以为自己是主力的时候，
Sometimes we consider ourselves the main force.
我们真的是最大的阻力。
But we are actually the obstacle.
十字架要在这里来对付我们。
Cross will deal with us.
若不是十字架的对付，
If not through the dealing of the cross,
我们不肯服下来的。
Then we will never humble ourselves.
我们觉得我们真的是最主要的力量。
We think we're what counts.
没想到我们却是最大的拦阻。
And not realizing we're actually the main
obstacle. 是神建造的最大的一个拦阻。
We're the biggest obstacle God has.
那么在这里面我们看见说，建造神的教会还有第三方面的软弱。
Here also shows there's a third pitfall that we may have.
不仅有的时候我们会另立根基。
Not only sometimes we lay another foundation.
不仅有的时候我们不认识什么叫做与神同工。
Not only that sometimes we do not know what it means to work with God.
而且很多的时候我们有掺杂。
But also we are not pure.
不单纯。
We are not simple.
不仅有草木合接。
Not only we build with wood, hay, and straw.
当然这些都指着人的工作说的。
Of course, all this refers to man's work.
就算是金子。
Even if it's gold,
就算是银子
even if it's silver,
就算是宝石
even if it's costly stones,
多少的掺杂在里面
yet we mix with other things.
这是建造教会极大的难处
This is another difficulty in terms of building the church.
神的教会是何等荣耀的建筑
God's church is glorious.
是不能震动的国
It's unshakable.
我们知道台湾那次921的地震
You know, a while ago Taiwan had a great earthquake.
很多大楼都给震倒了
Many great buildings, they were all shaken.
后来我发现说，其实那个大楼的根基里面放的都是那些汽油桶。
And they find out that the foundation was not filled with concrete completely, but they were filled with
本来应该浇灌水泥的地方，那里放的都是空的汽油桶。
Instead of the concrete, they were filled with oil barrels.
如果教会的建造里面有掺杂的
，If when we build the church, there's impurity.
就算今天没有被震动。
Even if today it's not shaken,
到那一天一定被震动。
But at that day it will be shaken.
只要有掺杂，一定被震动。
If it's not pure, it will be shaken.
神今天要在我们的当中做炼净的工作。
Today God wants to do the work of purifying.
在每一个生命中都做炼净的工作。
It wants to purify our life.
我们这炼净的工作是不舒服的。
The work of purification is not pleasant.
是很不容易的。
It's not easy.
这个有一个弟兄，他说他从前炼过金子。
A brother had told us once before he was in the factory purifying gold.
他说一般的你要得到90%这么纯的金子是比较容易的。
He said to reach 90% purity is not so hard.
说但是要是增加在一个百分比，增加任何的一个百分比，那所要花的力量是非常大的。
Yeah, once you pass that 90% purity, it's hard to gain even incremental.
因为每一次要增加一个 percent 一个百分比的话，就要把那个金子重新的化掉。
For to increase even 1% of purity, you had to remelt the whole gold.
然后要把那个铅块扔进去。
And you had to toss in the lead blocks.
然后在那里和。
And you had to
搅拌。
Mix them together.
你发现本来是闪闪发亮的金子。
You find out that the gold that was so shiny before.
当那个铅进到里面融化的时候。
When the lead was poured into it.
他说那个颜色就好像搅和的牛粪一样。
That color is the color of feces.
就好像搅拌的牛粪一样。
It's the color of feces.
一点都没有荣耀。
There's nothing glorious about it.
本来是90%的金子了。
The 90% pure gold.
在人面前已经闪闪发光了。
It was already shining before.
好像已经成为一个很好的见证了。
As if it was a good testimony.
但是神不满意。
But God is not satisfied.
约伯岂不是就是这样一块金子吗？
Was Job not such a gold?
他在人的眼中完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
He was pure. He was away from evil in man's eye.
弟兄姊妹，他真的像90%的金子一样，闪闪发光了。
Job was like 90% pure block of gold.
神知道他要的是纯金。
Yet God required 100%.
他要的是透明的金金。
He wants a gold that's so pure that it's transparent.
所以你看约伯他的生活好像搅拌的牛粪一样。
So at one point, Job's life was the color of feces.
弟兄姊妹。不要觉得别人比自己不属灵。
Grand sister, don't consider others less spiritual than you are.
好像你是个闪光的金子。
As if you are a shining gold.
好像他好像搅拌的牛粪一样。
He looks like a fish.
所以你看他那个三个朋友都一直在定罪他。
You see Job's three friends, they condemn him.
他们真的不晓得神的旨意。
Because they didn't know God's will.
他们用无知的言语使神的旨意暧昧不明了。
Using their words, they have obscured God's will.
经过神的熬炼。
However, after God's purification,
当约伯从那个环境里出来的时候
，When Job rises up from his environment,
我们知道神的心意做成在约伯的身上。
We know God's will was accomplished in God.
神今天要在我们身上做炼净的工作。
Today, God also wants to do the work of purification in us.
可能你觉得你的荣耀没有了
，Maybe your glory is taken away.
可能你觉得你好像都没有脸抬头来看弟兄姊妹了
，Maybe you feel so ashamed that you can't even look at your brothers and sisters in the eye.
求主给我们一个看见。
But may the Lord cause us to see.
神是何等的爱我们。
How much He loves us.
他真的盼望我们里面那个纯度能够增加。
He wants us to become even more pure.
虽然经过好像这样的环境。
Even through such a circumstance.
但是当我们被带到主面前的时候。
But as we are brought before the Lord.
每个人都是透明的晶晶。
May we be so transparent, such a pure gold.
我想我们没有时间继续的讲。
We don't have time to go any deeper.
当我们看见说十字架。在这里要做他荣耀的工作。
But we see cross has a glorious work.
他不仅要拆毁我们这些虚假的根基。
Not only will take down false foundations.
不仅让我们在侍奉上没有任何的夸口的地方。
Not only will take away our boasting, our ministry.
十字架在我们身上做炼净的工作。
But it will also do the work of purifying.
所以我们说真的是十字架是教会建造的道路。
And cross is indeed the way to build the church.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你的心意是何等的荣耀。
Your will is indeed glorious.
你今天在我们身上的旨意是何等的高。
Today you have such a high calling.
主，我们真的敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
我们愿意。把自己让在你的手中
We want to yield ourselves to you.
让你在我们身上所有的工作都能得以成就
So that all the works of your hand can be accomplished.
让你来建造你的教会
Lord, may you build your church.
我们肯服在你大能的手下
Lord, we want to, we are willing to submit ourselves.
我们肯学十字架的功课
Lord, we are willing to learn the lessons of the cross.
好让你建造的工作不受拦阻
So that your work of building will have no obstacles.
好让你的荣耀在你的教会中能得到彰显。
So your glory can be brought forth in your church.
主啊，求你借着圣灵，你来开启你自己的话语。
Lord, through the Holy Spirit, may you open up your word.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.